Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like the dapper dawn,
giving them all,
dressed
like the $1 million,
bucks,
things in its cups.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, oh man, oh man. How many times I got to say that before I get tired of it? I think it's going to be a minute, folks. I got to be real with you. Because, boy, that Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, clear indication of how God can do some unexpected, wonderful things for you. How he leads your life in directions that you never, ever saw coming. You know, I was talking with somebody the other day, and they were talking about how, man, they were young and they were doing things, and they never knew that the things that they were doing as a youngster would come and help form who they were today. As an adult, this guy's 50 years old. And, you know, the same thing for you. If you look back on your life and all of the things that you've done, it helps shape you into who you are. Now, this is provided now that you take the positive approach. Now, when I say look back at your life and see what you've done, that doesn't mean dwell on the misfortunate moments, because the misfortunate moments were necessary. I know it's hard to see that when it's happening to you, but the unfortunate moments are necessary. You know, what really makes you appreciate summer vacation is winter work. What really makes you appreciate a walk on the beach is when it's cold, it's raining outside. What really makes you appreciate when you're up is because you've been down. See, if you were up all the time, just the nature of us as human beings, we would lose our appreciation for it, because it becomes que sera. Whatever it is, well, it is what it is. I'm just a what? You take it for granted. It becomes expected. But what happens in life is it has so many twists and turns. And then you learn how to deal with those twists and turns, which makes you now a more experienced person. And then when the sunny days come, man, you go, wow, it's really nice outside. You really want to appreciate how warm weather, just stay in a bunch of cold weather all the time. You know what I'm saying? This is really simple and analogies, but it helps you along the way. Now, here's what I came to say today to everybody out there, and this has helped me in my life. I can't tell you what it's done for me, but a lot of people are struggling with moving forward with their future plans, their future goals, their future aspirations, their future hopes, their future dreams. Just simply your future wants. A lot of people trying to have a hard time mapping out their future. Even what I'm going to do, what I'm going to be, what I'm going to make, how I'm going to go about it. What do I do next? I want to share something with you that I had to come to terms with. The quickest way to lose focus on your future is to keep focusing on your past. You know, it's like I said at the beginning, you know, when I say it's wonderful to look at your life and review it, because if you look at it, it'll tell you it really helps shape and form you today as the person you are. Now, if you look at it in a positive sense, but if you dwell and harp on the negative that's happened to you, then that keeps you from seeing the good in the incident. Every bad thing that's happened to you, there was a silver lining behind it. I know people who were on drugs who finally, man, just got sent to prison for stealing because of their habit. I know a cat that sold dope. Well, he went to prison. He told me one time, he said, Steve, he said, man, this is the best thing ever happened to me. This saved my life. Now, most people would think, how in the world is going to prison helpful for you? The brother said, it saved my life. First of all, it got me clean. He said, I've been clean for 5 years from sitting in here. That's for starters, I'm clean. I ain't stealing no more. I ain't putting myself in jeopardy, and I ain't jeopardizing nobody else. He said, nah, man, I done went to college. I done got a college degree while I'm in here. Then he was released from prison, and the brother's life was completely turned around. He married. He got a family. He got a great job. He go to work every day. He's a productive citizen. I mean, so he looks back on his incarceration, even his drug abuse, and it taught him how to appreciate the things in life that he had taken for granted and was missing. Because he said, man, my life was just in a blur. I didn't even know what was going on. He said, now I appreciate every day I wake up. That's what I mean. Even in your missteps in life, there is a purpose for the missteps. Every time you fail, there was a reason for the failure. See, what I had to do was I had to learn that all of my failures taught me how to get back up. So I became a very strong and tough person in getting back up. And then I was down and out so long that it taught me how to really appreciate the up. And so I've taken all of that and used it, those experiences that happened to me, and I became a more experienced person. So next time when people talk about me who don't know me, it don't shake me, because everybody not going to like you, man. You might as well go and get on this train right now. And so what I'm saying to you out there is the quickest way to lose focus on your future is to keep focusing on your past. Let it go. Yeah, he left. Sometimes the breakup is the blessing. I know it's hard to break up because now you're lonely and you're by yourself. But, man, but weren't you in misery when you was in that? Weren't you in complete misery in that? Now, you kept asking God to fix it, but it take two people to fix a relationship. It don't just take one. It take two to make a thing go right. It take two to make it out of sight. You really do have to have two people wanting a relationship to work. It can't just be one person wanting a relationship. So you can pray about the relationship all you want. If the other person don't want you no more and ain't gonna act right, you can't make him do that. Or you can't make her do that. But you steady asking God for a new relationship, but you are yet to be grateful that you are in a position to have a relationship, and you keep harping on the past. You don't think he hear that? I'm just a dude with a show, and I hear it all the time. Let it go. Go forward. It's over. You made it. He brought you through it. You conquered. You survived it. Why are you dwelling on it and making it the cross around your neck when clearly he had removed it for you? Now, all you got to do is come on. So if you're sitting behind them walls, brothers and sisters, I'm talking directly to you. Sometimes, man, you just got to get it right. All this repeat offender business, that's for who is that for? How ignorant can you be to keep giving your life back to the penal system? Be free, man. Walk the streets. Do the right thing. Ask God to help connect you. He can do anything. You think he can't give you a job? Are you serious, man? Put some faith on it. Let's move forward, y'all. Let it go. Let's move.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Morning show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here today gathered for the radio show. This is not a game. This is a contest. Anybody can win it. You can get your own blue ribbon. Step right up. One, all for one. All ye who come, you are blue ribbon candidates. Welcome to the Steve Harvey contest. What do you want a blue ribbon in today? That's the question. Shirley, what do you think you could qualify to get a blue ribbon in?
Just the way I do the show, the way I run the show.
Carla, what do you think you could get a blue ribbon in?
The way I direct the show.
Now, let's begin the ignorance. Junior, what do you think you could get a blue ribbon
in? I could get a blue ribbon in animal sound.
See what I'm talking
about? Junior!
See that? Let the ignorance begin. Jay, what do you think you could get a blue ribbon in?
Ignorance from nowhere. when you don't think it's coming. Straight ignorant. Yes.
Ignorance out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Nephew Tommy, share with us what you could get a blue ribbon in that you have probably already have thousands.
The seriousness of stupidity. I bring it to a whole nother level.
I just have to say one thing. Seriously, Junior, I take offense with what you did because on the show, I do animal noises. I do animal sounds.
Well,
let's
have an animal off.
Okay, we have an animal off.
Wait a minute, hold up. Shirley, you can't change your answer. You don't do but one.
He doesn't do animal noises.
What? I do animal noises on the show.
Okay, hold on. Stop. Shirley, do a kangaroo. What happened to this kangaroo? Okay, Shirley, do a gorilla. Okay, Shirley, not do a chimpanzee.
She's good at that, man. She's really good at it.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was Caesar there.
Now, who was that one? Who was that, Shirley? That was Shirley?
Yeah, that was Shirley, man.
That was her best one.
That was your best. Now, watch her kill this one. Do a dog, Shirley. Okay, Shirley, do a sheep. Okay, Shirley, do a pig.
Oink.
Oink. Oink is just how it's spelled. It don't sound like oink.
Just pronounce the word.
Oink. I don't know what a kangaroo sounds like.
We'll be back with more Shirley sounds. Right after this, all morning, the talented Shirley Strawberry. And we didn't even know she did animal sounds.
Yes, you
We're
did.
We're going to the jungle when we come back, y'all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to start your morning off with the nephew and run that prank back. The nephew is back to run it back. What you got for us, nephew?
Let me see what I got, Shirley. Shirley, I got colorful adoption.
No?
Colorful adoption. You get a white kid and you get a white kid and you get a white kid. Yeah.
All
yeah.
right.
Yeah. I work for colorful adoption. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Valerie.
This is she.
Hi, Valerie. Listen, my name is Kadeem. I'm from Adoptions. I'm giving you a call. I'm sure you're aware that we're coming by tomorrow, first of all, I wanted to say thank you for being a part of this adoption thing for Black History. We really greatly appreciate what you're doing. We want you to know that we have you scheduled tomorrow, that we're going to drop two Caucasian kids off at your household. And, hello?
You're going to drop them off at my house?
Right. Are you familiar with what's going on with colorful adoptions?
No.
Wait a minute. Hang on. Your name has been submitted to us that you are volunteering to take in two Caucasian kids here during Black History Month, and you're going to teach them as much as you can about Black History for a week. They're going to be with you for 7 days. How many rooms do you have in your apartment so we can make sure that the kids have adequate space?
Okay, can you tell me who submitted my name?
Ma'am, can you tell me, do you guys have a back door so that, you know, there's an access
front entrance and back entrance?
I'm sorry?
Where are you calling from again?
I am calling from Adoptions. But I do need to know, will the kids have transportation? Do you have a vehicle that is definitely yours?
No, the kids won't have transportation. I'm sorry. You're asking me, no. Who are you again? And
My name is Kadeem, ma'am. I'm calling for Adoptions.
Okay. And who submitted my information to
you? Ma'am, do you have adequate space to accommodate the children?
No. Who submitted my name to you to say that I was going to take two more
Ma'am, I'm asking you, do you have adequate space, and are you going to be having enough food to, for the kids to be?
No, because I have three children. I'm trying to feed these three over here. And no, I don't have enough food to feed two more children. Now, you're calling me, and who gave you my information?
Ma'am, I'm going to ask you another time. How many bedrooms do you have in your apartment unit so we can make sure that the kids are accommodated properly?
No, don't bring any kids to my house. I don't care what color they are and what you need. Who submitted my information to you?
Okay, ma'am, let me ask you something. How long have you been on your job?
What the f***? I don't know. Hell no.
I mean, your name has been submitted by...
I'm not interested. You know what will happen if you drop two kids off, two white kids off, in my house?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Oh, no, it's okay. I don't have time. I work 10 hours a day. I don't have time for that. You know, it's okay. You can drop your... You know what's going to happen to them if you drop them off? They're going to be right where you dropped them off at when you come back to get them next week.
Okay, ma'am. Somebody has submitted your name that you don't mind volunteering to take.
No, children. You can take them to the who submitted my name. Take them to that. I don't need them.
Okay.
I don't need them. I work 10 hours a day. Take them to whoever submitted. How about you take them?
I work for the agency, ma'am. I'm here to try and get these kids a great place to get educated. And
no, that's okay. I'm not even say no about it. No. No, thank you. And whoever told you this, take them to that. I have three children of my own I'm taking care of. Who the will tell you that?
Well, I don't know exactly who submitted your name. All I know is that they said that you would be good as far as taking care of children and teaching them about Black history.
Kids to them. Who told you that?
I'm working here at Adoptions, and I'm...
Yeah, I don't know who you work for, and... I have three kids of my own. I work 10 hours a day. That's the I'm teaching about Black History Month.
Okay. Is it a problem teaching two more children and two Caucasian children who probably don't know as much about Black history?
It is a problem. I work 10 hours a day. I got three I'm trying to feed on my own. What? You need to take them children to that who told you to bring them to me. How about that?
Ma'am, I don't know. I'm not at liberty to give out the names on who exactly submitted your name.
I want the name of the Black who told you to bring some kids to my house. I don't even care that the kid's white. I want the name of the that told you that. That's what I want.
Ma'am, I don't have their names in front of me. I don't.
Who the told you to bring these two kids to my house?
Ma'am, like I said, I don't know who told me that. All I know is we're scheduled to drop them off at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Oh, what kind of man? They gonna be out there when you come back to get them. I didn't sign up for any more kids. Give me the name of the person who told you to bring me to
my house. I don't have the name in front of me, and actually I'm not at liberty to let you know who submitted your name. All I know is we're scheduled to drop two kids off at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Did you not hear what the I've been asking you? How the sign me up to bring two white kids? I don't even have a problem with the kids being white. They could be Mexican, Asian. That's not the point. Who the gave you my
name? I don't know who submitted your name. I don't know that.
Oh, no. You got to know who gave you my information because ain't nobody been to my house.
All I know is, ma'am, I'm scheduled to bring those kids over there at 10 o'clock in the morning, okay?
Oh, that's who the told you that? Hey, don't bring no kids to my house. I don't even care if they white. Just don't bring two more kids to my house, period. Period.
I will see you in the morning, Miss Valerie, okay?
In the morning,
I have one more thing I need to tell you about tomorrow. Are you listening?
You.
Are you listening?
Yes, I'm listening. You say whatever the you have to say to me right now.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your coworker named
I got these three kids and one of them daddy ain't. Oh, God. Oh, I thought you were...
Valerie, you all right?
I'm all right.
All right, Valerie, I got one more thing to ask you. What is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, nephew. coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with the Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building...
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, time now for Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. This one is from Cherry in New Orleans. Cherry says, my coworker has flirted with me for 2 years, and now that I'm single, I decided to go to dinner with him. I let him pick me up only because I know him well. He got to my house, and his car was filthy, and it smelled like feet. I told him how foul it smelled, and he suggested we go in my car. I canceled the date and him. All last week, he called me a goody two-shoes, and I told him if his car was nasty, his house is probably nasty, too. I didn't need to add insult to injury, but I did. Should I apologize or not, CLO?
Well, you know, if you feel like you should apologize, you should. What's it going to hurt you? But don't apologize and then go out with him. Because chances are you're probably correct. Now, if she's calling you goody two-shoes, because you like clean stuff, that makes you goody two-shoes. That's a problem.
You don't want to be in a stinky car. Yeah.
That's
it smells
a problem.
Like feet.
It's trifling.
You don't want to
and
smell
he said,
feet.
Well, let's go in your car. I mean, if a man, listen to this. If a man is picking you up for the first time, you expect him to just be on his best behavior, put his
best
foot forward.
Yes, impress me.
If he won't clean his car up and knowing he's going on a date, okay, then what else is he not willing to do?
This is true. Mm-hmm.
He been flirting with you. Just leave it at that. Go on about your business. Yeah. You're absolutely correct. It's more behind it. First of all, he not trying to impress you. That's a problem. Let's take your car. That's a problem. You goody two-twos because you like clean stuff. That's a problem.
Listen, ladies, listen. Bye. I know I am. All right. Moving on, Sebastian in Los Angeles says, I met a beautiful woman, and she's got a roommate that's beautiful, too. The other night, they had a small dinner party and invited me. There were several people there, but I was the only guy they invited. I thought I was dating the lady I met first, but her roommate was sitting in my lap, and she even fixed a plate for me. I'm an old school type of guy, so should I ask the lady I met first if we're dating? I'm 54. He's so confused. I'm 54 and she's 30, so I need your help. Help, CLO.
Yeah,
come on,
you probably need to go on and ask. Just say, hold on, wait a minute, hold on. I'm confused. I come over your house and then your roommate is sitting in my lap and makes me a plate. Now, I need to know, who am I dating here?
Or is
just all
on?
Three of us can do something? don't say that.
Keep that to yourself.
Okay, start over, CLO.
Keep that to yourself. But just say, hey, look, I want to ask you a question. I came here thinking it was you, but then your roommate is sitting in my lap and fixing me food. So I'm confused. Am I to date your roommate? Am I to date you? I'm so confused. I don't understand.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, and that's needs clarity.
Yeah, that's fair. Clear. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm confused.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Play attention to this one, CLO. LaDonna in Valdosta, Georgia says, Mr. CLO, I'm 67, and I heard you say that old people need to stop referring to themselves as freaky. I beg your pardon because I'm still very freaky, and my husband is 68, and he is too. But here's the problem. He's starting to watch a lot of porn, and he ends up handling his business all by himself a lot. Why does he choose that over actually having sex with me?
I know what he gonna
Mr. CLO, she called you, sir.
Well, you know.
What?
Okay, since we being honest with each other.
Uh-huh. Come on.
If a man prefers porno and himself over you, then let me ask you a question. Why do you think he prefers porn and himself over you, Miss I Still Got It, I'm So Freaky?
67 and freaky. Well, that's what she wants to know from you, CLO. Why does he choose porn over actually having sex with her?
Freaky and good is two different things.
Oh.
You know, maybe you got feather dusters in the room and you don't love
a
suitcase under the bed. I don't know what you're working with. But maybe he don't want all that.
feather dusters.
You know, you know, you in here, you know, you got French ticklers and, you know, he don't want all that, you know.
Mm-hmm. But he's, you know, he watches porn. Make it make sense.
You can buy the porno movie you want.
Uh-huh.
You know. Paulina's pool table. I don't know what to tell her.
Mr. CLO, there's a chief love, you know, officer.
She the one in here thinking she all that freaky, but he don't want to be with her. He want to be with the porno movie and himself. Now, obviously, something you doing ain't all that freaky.
Well, okay, you're the CLO, not the CFO, the chief freaky officer. Okay, all right, I got it.
What you trying
you're
to
into
say,
love.
Shirley?
Yeah, he's into
love. I don't know
love.
What you know what?
Yeah, okay, I got okay. it. Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you come talking about, well, I got news for you, I'm freaky, and he freaky too. Oh, really?
But here's
okay.
the problem.
Well, he freaky at the movie. And he freaking with himself.
Himself.
Now.
Okay. So what you saying? Nah, two. That blows the theory.
All right,
one
we're
and
moving
one
on.
Is two.
We're moving on.
I get it.
Angela in Manhattan says, I'm a 42-year-old dancer and I do private bachelor and bachelorette parties. I was hired to dance for a guy's 40th birthday party and his wife set it all up. When I got there, the birthday boy asked if I would fool around with his wife and let him watch. I told him it would be extra and he paid me. His wife and I hooked up a few more times since then and he found out. He got on social media and trashed me. Is there any way I can stop him?
What? That just ain't got nothing to do with love.
Uh-uh.
So a lot of freaky stuff going on.
You a dancer.
The pandemic.
He hire you. Uh-huh. He pay extra for you to do something extra with his wife, and he watched it, and y'all hooked up a few times after that. Now he trashing you on social media. What you tripping for?
All right.
Your business ought to be going well.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
All right, Steve, before we went to break, you, sir, said you don't like watching your beautiful grandkids.
And they are beautiful.
They are.
And why?
What is that about, Steve?
They're a lot of fun. I don't like watching them.
What is that about?
I don't have a lot of time. Sitting up in here, I always got to tell them something. Boy, get down off of there. Stop pulling her hair. Why are y'all arguing? Papa Rose won't let me. Well, you baby, you don't need to. Sitting up in here. Boy, I don't like Peppa Pig. Ugly-ass cartoon. Like the fam-looking pig sitting up in here. Papa, let's watch Peppa Pig. Papa don't like Peppa Pig. You understand? Papa like watching SportsCenter and CNN and Netflix. That's what I'm going to watch.
Brave
Papa, I want a drink of that. You can't drink McCallum, girl. And don't ask me no damn more.
You're giving the grandkids scotch? Where is Marjorie?
That's why they be having me watching that. Papa, we want a bedtime story. Your papa don't know no damn thing.
Yes, you do. You know
I
a fairy
don't know,
tale.
No, I don't
Steve, you're
know,
the greatest storyteller I know.
But they don't be, they ain't none that kids supposed to hear.
Do they leave the kids with you? Like leave the house and just
yeah, you know, they'll go to Nobu's or something and they know I don't want to go, then they'll watch, okay, watch your kids. So I done put them in the movie theater room. I got the big screen on. I got cartoons.
Yeah.
I mean, little movies, you know, The Incredibles and all this here. They want to talk and ask questions all
like
through the damn movie.
Attention, Steve. Yeah.
Wait, why so you leave Emily... them in there? Or you, you're in there with them?
No, it's next to my office, so, you know.
But it's a soundproof room. What is
I leave them in there, and then they'll come in here, Papa, Emily dying. Who is Emily?
You don't know none of these people.
Dog, I don't know none of these people right here. I don't like none of them. Then my kids mad because I done bought all of them iPads and stuff. Dad, we don't want our children raised on iPads. Quit dropping them off over here. What they need an iPad for? They need somebody to talk to other than me.
And Steve, aren't your grandkids vegan or something? Aren't there?
Yeah, two of them vegan. That's another thing coming in here. Carly left BJ with me one time.
That's healthy, though. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, well, he came in my office. I was eating some ribs. And so I gave
ribs.
Him, you know, and he was just overjoyed. He was biting into his eyes got big. He kept looking at
this
it.
This
is
good.
Then he eat it a little bit more. Then he look at it. Then he eat a little bit more. Carly came in here. Daddy, what did you give him? I said, eating a rib. He don't eat meat. I said, yes, he do. Even right now.
Oh, God.
Dad, we don't do that at our house. You ain't at your house. Quit coming in here asking me, man, babysit, raise these kids, watch these kids. I watch these kids like I want to. How long they been in the water? Until they look like prunes.
You have to bathe them and all of that? Wow,
no, hey, let me tell you something. No, I put them in the swimming pool with their little raft around them where they can't climb out of it and they can't fall.
All you can do is move around. That's it.
Well, okay. That's it.
So, like, if the little girls stay over, Rose and Elle or something, do you have to comb their hair and stuff?
Oh, no, no, I didn't.
So you just got the babies looking crazy if they take a nap, the girls?
I don't care how they look. You know, they cute. They's nighttime. Go to bed. But they so smart, man. Their vocabulary is extensive. Yes. They be talking. They ask you questions.
Mm-hmm.
Papa. So I was leaving one morning. She said, Papa, where you going? I said, I'm going to work. Papa, why you always go to work?
Because
y'all always eating groceries. That's why I'm always going to work.
That's a good answer, too.
Because y'all the ones asked me getting skating rinks for your damn party and ice skating rinks. We had a damn reindeer in the backyard. Who you think paid for this one?
Oh, my goodness.
Are you yelling
punk
at them?
Ass ain't really. I bought a black Santa Claus back here. You know how much he costs?
Did you tell
the white ones is way cheaper.
Damn,
but I don't want y'all to have that as identity.
Because there's more of them.
There's more of them. Your black Santa Claus is high.
Supply and demand.
And then you got to get one that really know how to be Santa Claus. You can't have no fat black dude back there. Hey, what's up, little kid?
No.
You stupid.
All this stuff I done bought. They done. Why you always working? Because y'all keep eating.
But they don't understand that, Steve. You have to talk to them, you know, on their level.
The white Santa Claus is way cheaper.
You can't tell them how much things cost. They don't understand that.
Well, they need to learn this here. This is the real world.
They too young. They don't get it. They just know that
they're too young. They're too young for what?
To learn.
Just have these life lessons.
Yeah, to learn those lessons that you're telling them.
They ain't too young to own the $800 iPad.
It's $800.
They not too young to ride in this damn Lamborghini car seat. What the hell? We got car seat, designer car seats. All the little grandkids got luxury automobiles plugged up in the garage.
They got Lamborghini car seats.
Come on.
No, they got little convertible Bentleys they drive when they come over.
Aw, that's adorable, Steve.
So they talk about, so one of them battery ran out. Noah's battery run out because he ride every damn way. So Noah come telling me, Paw, my car don't work. Where is, go do something else.
You're supposed to help him.
Pull your damn lip in and go do something else. Go in that damn TP I spent all that money for back there.
Oh, my God. They do have a Lamborghini car seat. Look at this.
No, Tommy, I ain't making this up.
Oh, my God. I ain't never seen
it. Tommy, they got everything. Wow. Sitting up in here talking. Man, I like watching my, that's my confession.
Okay.
A 10-minute confession.
I think we're clear.
Very much so.
I think we're clear. Oh, that's adorable.
This is fly.
I think we're really clear, Steve.
I want a car seat.
Yeah, you get one, Tommy. This is a real car seat.
This is a car seat, man.
You want one for yourself?
I ain't making this up.
You want one for yourself?
No, Shirley. I can put a little Jordan in one of these. Let me know what you think.
Oh.
I mean, you can fit in it, though.
All right. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Let's go. Would you rather not have sex for a year?
Me.
Or have it every day of your life, but no orgasm?
What? We ain't going to reach nothing?
No,
nothing. I'm going to go with A, because... Yeah, well,
for a whole year.
You ain't getting nothing no how. What is this every
working
day?
Working that
for?
Hard for nothing. Man, no payoff.
Stop.
No payoff.
Stop. Okay, that's enough. What? Yeah. Man, you know how crazy you gonna be looking every day? No, dog. Let me tell you something, dog. No, you gonna be looking real crazy. You gonna be looking real crazy. 30 days of that right there, you gonna, dog.
That's not good.
Dog. Man, I'll just wait a year.
Just a whole year, okay.
I might have to jump back on this year.
Yeah, I'm going this year. This is every day. Nothing.
Yeah, I go.
You know, nothing.
Yeah,
I'm going back to A. Yeah, that's got
the
point.
The fool says stop.
Yeah.
What?
He's stupid.
He's so stupid.
No.
All right.
Every day. No. No. Somebody finna get knocked unconscious. That's all I'm telling you.
God, Steve.
Yeah. Right. Let's stay out of it.
Okay. All right. So you're going for a year. Nothing for a year. All right. All right. Would you rather be despised by your family and friends, but greatly loved by the general public, or be loved by your family and friends and greatly despised by the general public? Which one?
Oh, yeah.
I want my family.
Family. B.
I've been both of them. I've been both of them.
You've been both of them.
I've been each for long stretches of time.
Hated by your family and loved by the public, and then
hell yeah,
loved by your family and hated by the public.
Hell yeah, I've been both of them for long periods of time.
Have we ever had a would you rather when he raised
his hand? He said, man, what?
I'd have had both of them. Both of them hard.
Okay, all right. So you have not a choice between the two. You don't. Which
both of them hard, but man,
not really, experience. If you had to choose,
no, I've had experience with both of them.
Tommy said he chooses family, his family.
At the end of it, I'd rather have a family.
Yeah,
and I just stay in the house. Be loved. I've had to do that. You do know that. I've had to stay my ass in the house. Just feel some love and support. It's gonna be all right, Daddy. Shut up. You don't know if it's gonna be. It ain't happening to you.
All right.
We love you, Daddy. Right, you're the only one.
That's today's round of Would You Rather. This ignorant show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Introduce your friend, J. Anthony Brown, please.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I ain't got to do this much, but when I do, it's kind of shocking.
Because he doesn't come to work much.
Yeah, I ain't never seen nothing like this. Right here. I don't know what deal I cut with his ass.
Yeah, I want Jay's deal.
Every day. Y'all want that deal.
I damn near want Jay's deal.
It's called being a best friend. That's what it's called. I got the best friend deal.
That done wore out a little bit, though. You know, I'm tired of it. I'm going to rethink this. Ladies and gentlemen, J. Anthony Brown.
All right, talking to the men and the men only. You're in a somewhat relationship. What you want to know is how to get out of the friend zone. And if you're in it, here we go. If you're in the friend zone, if you have taken her dog to the vet and the dog weighs under 2 pounds, mm-hmm. more than 4 times, you're in the friend zone, okay? Friend zone. Yeah. If wow. you have put lotion on her back, dude, just her back, you in the friend zone, okay? if she has said to you, look at me in my panties and bra, do I look fat? And that's all, you in the friend zone. Yeah. All right. If she says, come over here and sleep over with me in the bed because I'm scared, no sex, you in the friend zone, partner, all right?
If wow. she's,
if you have listened to her complain about her ex who ain't worth a damn, you in the friend zone, partner. If she has asked you, what do you think about the sweater I'm buying for another dude? Damn it, you are in the friend zone.
I knew this was going to be funny because he was stuttering trying to get it right.
Yeah.
If you have been over there just to move something heavy by yourself, damn it, you're in the friend zone.
Yeah.
If she says, I need you to come over here because another dude is coming over here and I want you to be here so nothing happens, your ass is in the friend zone, okay? And last but not least, she calls you up at 2 a.m. says, I need you to take me to another dude's house
because
he wants to talk to me. Damn it. Damn it. Your ass is in the friend zone. Now, men, if you've done 4 or more of these things, your ass is in the friend zone. That's all I got to say. I'm done.
Hey, Jay, now I want to comment on one of them. When you said,
give me one.
She called you. This is what you said. If she called you to come over at 2 o'clock in the morning and sleep with her, but no sex because she's scared, I want you to know when I get there, you're going to be scared twice. I do need you to know that.
Your ass is in the friend zone.
Yeah, but you're going to be scared twice, though.
Yeah. Why you ain't got on no pajama bottoms? Because I like to sleep like that.
We gonna try something.
Yep. Come on, man.
We gonna try something. Yeah.
You over there helping her fold a load of clothes?
Why are you taking all your clothes off? I can't sleep with no clothes on.
I'm gonna get in here and hold you. I'm gonna be naked though.
Yes,
man.
I'm gonna be naked.
You're gonna be naked.
Wow.
And they don't mind putting you in the friend zone. That's the
I'm going on. I'm going over there. I ain't even wearing no drawers over there.
No, you gotta be friends first, Jay.
You're gonna be debating my friendship. I'm probably you're gonna be debating.
You're gonna have to look at me a whole nother way because I'm damn sure I'm gonna be looking at you different.
All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, my best friend's wife is too much. Okay? Too much. We'll get into it. Wait till you hear this letter. We'll get into it a little later. But right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nat?
What is going on in a lot of houses?
Oh, really?
This went on. This happened because, you know, everybody bringing them this pot, that pot, the pot. Look, you know how it goes. And it happened in my house. And I'm tired of it. This is my last one. But this right here is the pot look. Bad pot look. That's the title. Bad pot luck. Okay.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know y'all have to be bringing stuff to y'all house. It's just trifling. Okay. I'm not going to say nothing, but I sure want to say something. But I know my wife listen. But your cousin can't bring no peach cobbler no more and put some damn blueberries in it. She can't do that no damn more. I'm just going to go and see it. She can't do it no more. Okay. You can't bring no greens and then have some kind of meat in it that ain't turkey and we don't know what that is. You can't do that no more to us.
Summer sausage.
In your what? Greens?
In the greens. What you doing? You cannot experiment on big holidays, all right? This is bad potluck. Let's go, Cat Dog.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to find a Heather.
Excuse me, what'd you say?
I'm trying to reach a Heather.
Is this Heather? Heather, how are you?
Okay, listen. I got your number from Lois. That's my mama. I'm Maurice. I'm Lois' oldest son.
Wait, excuse me. Lois, who's Lois?
Lois.
Yes. Hi, okay. How are you?
I'm good. You was at Mama Dean's house on New Year's Day?
Yes. Okay. Everybody was there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When I got there, you was gone. But what I'm calling about is you the one made the black eyed peas, right?
I did. You enjoyed them?
No, I ain't enjoyed a mother thing. That's why I'm calling you.
Wait.
Let me say this here.
No. I'm at work. You can't talk to me like this. Don't do that. Say whatever you got to say, but please don't curse at me.
No, here go the deal. Your mother beans got my stomach all jacked up, and I didn't have to go down to the doctor to get my stomach pumped. I ain't got no damn insurance or none of that. You know, this didn't have me messed up for the last week.
I'm trying to get your number
for the longest to tell you exactly, you know, how up your damn beans is.
Okay, first the fuck of all, okay? I told your ass I'm at work. I'm around all these white people. I can't talk to you the way I want to talk to you. But let me just tell you this. Don't call me with the dumb First of all, there was a whole bunch of food there. How do you know? How can you single out my damn beans that made you sit with all that got food there? You're not going to blame me. Get the fuck out of here.
Mama Dean said you was the one that made the beans.
I don't give a what Mama Dean said. It was all this food there, and you're going to single out my beans? Nobody else complained. You know what the day's date is? Okay? Ain't not one other person called me about them beans. And as a matter of fact, other people were complimenting me. So for you to call me with the dumb all late and wrong, going to blame me probably because you need a doctor's appointment, you should have got Obamacare when it was available to you, and now you want to call me with no. So you could tell Lois or whatever.
You're trying to blame this somebody else's food. Joe Beans my stomach up. And that's what it boils down to. And at the end of the day, you're finna give me some
at the end of the
doctor bill.
No, the hell I ain't. What doctor bill? You said you don't have insurance. So how the hell did you go to the doctor with no insurance?
I had to pay out my pocket to get my stomach pumped.
Okay, well, it's taken care of. If you paid out your pocket, that means the bill is paid. So you can get the
And you gonna reimburse me what
No,
I
I'm
pay.
Not gonna reimburse you with okay? In fact, I got more beans for you since you got a problem with them. I got a whole bowl for you, okay? How about, because you full of so if it made you that's good for you.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you this here right now. The bill was $472. I need $472 for your bull beans.
No. Yes. You're not getting no money from me. And I need to go because I got work to do. I don't know what you got to do spending all this time on the fucking phone talking about some beans with all that food. So the rice didn't do it. The meat didn't do it. They had smothered gravy. Gravy always fucks people up. That didn't do it. You want to single out my beans? Out of here. Don't be calling me with this dumb You know what? Now, tell me who gave me your number, because I don't even know you. I do know your mom a little
bit. Mama Dean gave me your number. I called Mama Dean.
So Mama Dean passing out numbers? Well, I'm going to call Mama Dean, and I'm going to see if anybody else got sick, which I know they didn't, because your ass is full of So I'm going to call her, see if anybody got sick. How about we do it that way? And also, I'm going to call your mother, okay? I'm going to call Miss Lois and see why her son is calling me on the phone because this is some bull. I'm fucking sick and tired of this phone call, and nothing was wrong with my beans. If anything, something wrong with you. And so take a laxative, clear your ass out, and keep it the fuck moving. But you're gonna get off my goddamn phone.
Okay. They say Tommy has some problem with the beans too.
First of all, I don't even know no goddamn Thomas. I barely know your mom. I just know her by face. I don't even know her. So, Tommy, fuck you. I'm calling Mama Dean. She ain't got no business giving my mother's number to nobody. This is dumb as hell.
What you want me to tell Tommy then?
I just told you I don't know anybody named Tommy. Okay, so you can tell them whatever the f*** you want to tell them. And if you're trying to gain other people who want to jump on your side, it's not going to happen because nobody complained about the beans. Give me names. Give me another name because Tommy wasn't there. I know just about everybody that was there. Wasn't nobody named Tommy there.
Okay, okay. So you're going to say Nephew Tommy? Nephew Tommy wasn't there?
What?
Nephew Tommy. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And Heather, you just...
Are you crazy?
Your cousin Faye got me to prank phone call.
Are you crazy? I'm at work. People walking by me, looking at me. I'm about to get written up around with you, Tommy. Are you crazy? And I know my beans are good. I know they're good. Are
you... Oh man, you got me wanting to taste your black eyed peas, baby.
They are good. Nobody complain. I'm sitting here like, I know I ain't get these people sick. You ain't gonna get no money.
Hey, tell me this, baby. Tell me this. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Oh, but you know it's Steve Harvey Morning Show. Oh my God. I'm on radio. This is great.
Keep cooking your beans, baby. You all good.
All right. Thank you. Happy New Year.
All right. Happy New Year. Hey, and next year, I'll probably pop up at Mama Dean's house. Yeah?
You are welcome to come.
We're going to stop all this.
What?
This
what
bad potluck, we're going to stop it. We're going to stop bringing these potlucks. Think,
food police.
Well, we need food police. You know what happened in my house?
What?
You know, I've been doing keto, low carbs. I just decided, you know, I'm going to enjoy my day. So I let go. And I had 3 sweet potato pies. I said, okay.
Okay, hey. Yummy, hey. Yummy.
So when I get through, I'm going to chill. I'm going to give me a big hunk of sweet potato pie. Yeah. Do you know they ate all 3 of them sweet potato pies?
Before you got to?
Dog, I went over there and Marjorie said, you didn't get no pie? I said, no, I was waiting because I was going to, after the game, I was Steve, they done ate all 3 of them sweet potato pies.
The kids,
the grandparents, their friends. I walked in their kitchen, I looked at everybody.
I'm different. I get mad at my wife at that point. Have me some food set aside. Mm-hmm. Take care of me. I'm sorry.
My tone was
very nice.
Have me some food set aside.
Okay.
If you don't mind, would you have me a plate set aside? I'm not gonna eat these large, gigantic plates that everybody are eating. I'm not gonna do that.
What if she put your plate aside and somebody eat it?
No, we whooping somebody ass. Now you just came to my house stealing.
All right. Well, thank you, nephew, for that. Good luck in your marriage. All right, we're coming up. Strawberry letter. Subject, my best friend's wife is too much. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter. You hear that? Live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Yeah. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. The Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my best friend's wife is too much. Dear Stephen Shirley,
I am a 27-year-old man, and I have a best friend, and we've been super tight for years. We've been through all the good and bad girlfriends together, and now that he's married, I want to tell him so bad that his wife is too much. She's too much of everything. She's tall, thick, wears big hair, big lashes, and her nails and toenails are very long. She's what we used to call soulful and would only fool around with them, but would never make them our number one girl, okay? This woman put that thing on him, and he's gone. He talks about her nonstop and doesn't like to be away from her for long. He invited me over last Sunday for steaks on the grill, and when I got there, he was still at the store, so I sat and talked to his wife. We had a friendly conversation at first, and then she started tearing up and went into a story about how my best friend isn't pleasing her and she needs a real man to take care of her needs. I was thrown for a loop, but tried to comfort her. She got closer to me and whispered that she heard I'm blessed. Then she looked at my midsection and winked. I pushed her away and she sprung right back on me and grabbed my midsection and got a nice handful.
God, because
I had on jogging pants. She asked if she could see it. And when I said no, she tried to take it out of my pants herself. I struggled with her for a minute, and then we heard my best friend pull up. I ran into the bathroom because during the struggle, I became aroused. The rest of the day at his house was stressful. I know if I tell my best friend any of this, it could end our friendship. Should I tell her how foul she is or avoid them both? Whoa. I was not expecting any of this. This letter took a turn, didn't it? You're right. She's too much. She's way too much. And this is a dangerous position you're in because any wrong moves on your part could totally end your friendship, and that's what you don't want. So I say this to you, say nothing to him about his ridiculous wife and just stay away from them. If they invite you over again, and I'm sure they will, make excuses. Don't go ever. Don't ever go back over there. His wife is too crazy. She's out of control. She sounds like the kind of person who will lie on you and, you know, say that you came on to her when it was her trifling ratchet behind all the time. So, again, stay away from them as a couple for sure and never, ever be alone with her again. She has no morals to do that to you like it was nothing. And she's willing to risk it all for some... Well, you get the picture. If she's that loose with you, she's bound to try it with someone else who she heard, you know, is blessed. And hopefully she'll get caught, you know, and then she'll lose her husband, which is a good man, according to you. So, again, just stay away. Stay quiet. Your friend won't believe you anyway if you tell him. He's so sprung. She'll get what's coming to her eventually, and it probably, I'm sure it won't be a moment too soon. Steve.
Well, we got a problem here, homie. Sorry you're going through this, but this ain't good, man. This is going to end up badly for everybody in this letter, including you. So let me just walk you through what happened to you, though, so you understand. You said y'all real tight, you and your boy, y'all been through a lot. You had some good and bad girlfriends together, and now he's married. And now you want to tell him about his wife. You can't. She tall, thick, wear big hair, got big lashes, long nails, and toenails are very long. I don't know when this started being a fad.
Toenails?
I've been out the game for a long time, so I don't know when they started doing the long toenails. I don't know. Maybe she's just into open-toe shoes or... You know, I'm not really into claw type feet. That would throw me off. Long toenails. I do like them painted, but not long. She's what we used to call soulful. And you fool around with them, but y'all don't make them your number one. Well, now here's the problem. This woman put that thing on him and he gone. Well, that's it. We can stop writing this letter. See, your partner whipped, ain't nothing we can do about that. We can't help you. And because your description of her, it done got him. He talks about her nonstop and don't like to be away from her for long. So he asked you to come over for steaks on the grill. You got there. He wasn't home. Well, so much for he don't like to be alone. Hmm. See, a lot of men say stuff about their marriage that ain't really true. Ah. If he don't like being alone, why is his ass at the stove? You know, they could have went to the stove together.
Yeah.
But he needed a break. All this long hair, big hair, nails, all this here. He lying. He went to the stove. He probably sitting in the parking lot at the stove right now just breathing heavy. Just trying to catch a breath. Because he's been at the house with this hair for all this time. He wants you to think he got something real because he done made a mistake. So y'all sitting there and he wasn't at home. Y'all having a friendly conversation. Now, big girl start tearing up. Start talking about how your best friend ain't pleasing her. She need a real man to take care of her needs.
All right, hold that thought, Steve. Hold that thought. Well, that part two of Steve's response at 23 minutes after the hour. Strawberry Letter subject for today. My best friend's wife is too much. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, my best friend's wife is too much.
All right, we're talking about this young couple. And 27, they've been homies for a long time. Went through, used to run girls together and everything. And they used to have this type of girl, soulful. Big, tall, thick, big hair, big lashes, long nails. But this one got long toenails. This is probably the whole difference maker right here. And so now he done married this girl. He talk about her constantly and don't like being away from her. Well, he do like being away from her because when you got over there Sunday, he was at the stove.
Gone.
He was down at the store just sitting in the parking lot, just getting a break. Y'all started having a friendly conversation. She started teeing up and told you how her friend ain't pleasing her. She need a real man. Now, here where the letter turned. I was thrown for a loop, but I tried to comfort her. You can't pat them types of people on the back. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. Once you touch her back, that signals to her and them toes, time to make a move.
The toes, too?
It's those toenails that's throwing this whole thing.
I know it is.
And you tried to comfort her, so you patted her on the back. She got closer and then whispered that she heard I'm blessed. Now, where'd she hear this at?
Oh, I don't know.
She heard that from your best friend.
Mm.
That's probably why. Then she looked at your midsection and winked. You pushed her away. Now, you know why you had to push her away? Because you was comforting her, patting her on the back. Mm. That's what happened. And then she grabbed your midsection and she got a handful because you had on jogging pants. She asked me if she could see it. I said, no, she tried to take it out my pants herself. Y'all too close, though.
What?
Yeah. Y'all way too close. You over your friend's house way too close. See, when your friend ain't home, you supposed to stay outside by the grill, supposed to be on the porch somewhere.
Yep.
You supposed to be turning the meat or moving the ice around in the cooler. You all in there patting her on the back, comforting her. You can't comfort a woman that's got long-ass toenails. I'm telling you, this is the whole thing. See a woman with real long toenails and hang out over the shoe, pull her along on the sidewalk when she walking?
Yeah,
you got to be careful. So I struggled with her for a minute. Now, she big, tall, thick, big hair, big ass. It's hard. You're struggling. Then you heard your friend pull up. You ran to the bathroom because during the struggle, you got a little aroused. That's because you're 27. It don't take much. She touched me. Even if you don't want them, if they touch you, your ass is lit.
Oh, that's it? Seriously?
Yeah. The rest of the day, you're 27. It don't take much. Thoughts. Touching is one. Thoughts get you there. She touched. Rest of the day at his house was stressful. I know if I tell my best friend any of this, it could end our friendship. Should I tell how foul she is or avoid them both? All right, here's the deal. You have to avoid them. You have to. You cannot tell it. he is going to find out, and she gonna go somewhere else. You turned her down, but she gonna make a move somewhere else. So that's really it. You in a precarious position. Don't go over there no more. Ain't no more grilling at his house.
Ain't no more grilling at his house.
Put a stop to all that.
Yeah, all them days is over right there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some friendships is for a season. And you and your friend, you know, I got some friends that I was friends with in the 20s, but we ain't make the cut. You can't say nothing about his wife. He ain't going to take it right because he sprung. And just let it go and just be there. Don't ever tell him about the incident, even when their relationship is over. Just let it go. That's all I got for you, man. You're a young dude. I know this is new for you. Every man in here has been in this situation where one of their friends' girls got a little crazy. I've been very fortunate in my life in that none of my partners have been involved with people like this. But it happens often. Mm-hmm. Often. And y'all young. Stay away from her. Run.
Please.
And now, let this be a lesson from you. Stop fooling with them soulful girls, because one of y'all gonna get too close and they latch on. You gonna get whipped just like he is. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, you be the married one. So what is the moral of this story?
Yeah, what did we learn today, Steve?
Stay away from long ass toenails.
Learn something new every day.
Every day.
You have got to stay away from long ass toenails.
Oh, I know his best friend is cut up. All right, well, thank you.
Yeah, that's all I got for you. I really can't go no deeper than that. It's just, it's nowhere we can go with this.
Yeah, what?
You know.
Jay?
Really long toenails, run. That's all you gotta do when you see long toenails, run.
Now we gotta
have you ever been with someone with long toenails? The first time I ever saw that was in L.A.
What, long toenails?
Long toenails.
Oh, Atlanta, too, now. They have them in Atlanta. Mm-hmm.
I guess they have them. Pick a tree and chop it in half. Well, listen, post
your
comments.
That needs to put on all that extra stuff is lacking in a lot of departments. Who need long toenails?
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Here's a question for you, Steve. And Tommy and Junior, if one of your relatives were going to write just like a trashy tell-all novel about you, about your family, what would they write about you? What would they say?
Go ahead, fella.
What would they say, Tommy?
Come on, Junior. I know your family.
Tommy, what you got? I know you got something.
That's telling on myself. That's.
That bad?
Right. We got to read these books.
I could do it with my siblings, because you got to remember, my youngest brother is 11 years older than me.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Oh,
okay. And when we was growing up close, we ain't had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't going to tell a damn thing now.
Why not now?
Because I'm paying them.
Yeah.
You're on the payroll.
So my book will be all about my past. He didn't have nothing.
Okay.
He stole.
Did you stop saying that?
But he
broke in Miss Payne's house across the street.
Oh my God.
He broke in Jackson's window and said he didn't do it. Did all that. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Junior, what? Came home every day with a bag of potato chips and a pop. And he ate. Where he get this money from?
He stole it.
Some chips.
Yeah.
All right, Junior, we love your family. Now, what would your family say about you in this book?
Oh, I'm stingy. That's what they're going to say. I'm stingy. I know. I know what they're going to say. I'm stingy. That's what all they're going to say. He ain't shared nothing. I ain't shared nothing. No, he ain't shared nothing with my sister. Nah. My life got messed up 4 years after I was born. When she got here, it changed. I became stingy then, because she got everything. I can't stand her.
You were jealous.
All the way. All of a sudden, my toys were all her. Yeah, I couldn't stand her at four, huh? All my toys used to be everywhere. My fifth Christmas chain, just your stuff in the corner. I couldn't stand her ass since then. I'm over behind the tree opening gifts. Did nobody see me? Did nobody know what I got?
Oh, damn. Hey, you're the one, Junior. Love it.
I got a remote control car. You got a what? Behind the tree. Nobody see me. Her stuff everywhere. We ain't been friends since. I know that.
Your sister?
Yeah.
You're still holding a grudge, Junior?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, guys. Coming up. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, guys, it is time once again for Comedy Roulette, J. Anthony Brown.
Roulette. Very easy. Take three subjects, put them on a wheel, spin the wheel, wedge stop. We'll make it funny. We're professionals. Watch us do it. We do it all the time.
Come on.
Here are the subjects. New Year's resolutions that you will not keep.
All of them.
A relative got so drunk for New Year's Eve, they... ...
Uh-huh.
And then the last one, romantic lines Kanye can use to get Kim back.
Oh, hell.
Man.
None of that's going to work.
Spin the wheel.
All right, spun it. None of that. Nothing's going to work. You're right. Spun it.
Spun it.
Spun it. Let's stop.
Kanye, come on.
It stopped on. A relative got so drunk for New Year's Eve, they... Come on, Jay.
All right, here we go. Uncle Earl got so drunk for New Year's Eve, he peed in dirty clothes hamper.
Oh.
Wow. Well, they dirty, though. They dirty. I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They gonna get washed anyway.
A relative got so drunk for New Year's Eve, they... Junior.
Told Aunt Barbara don't make them sweet potato pies no more. They give it to family ulcers.
All right, Tommy, your relative got so drunk for New Year's Eve, they...
You had sex with Aunt Thelma?
Oh, wow.
Oh. Ooh, you was toe up.
All right, come on, King. A relative got so drunk for New Year's Eve, they...
Instead of leading everybody in Auld Lang Syne, he led to everybody with the national anthem.
Wrong song.
Oh, say, can you see?
That's what you said.
That's drunk. All right. A relative got so drunk for New Year's Eve, they...
She got in a fight with Auntie in the wheelchair, and the wheelchair lady whooped her ass.
Yes.
A relative got so drunk for New Year's Eve, they...
We looked out the window and saw Uncle Carl under the tree drinking with the dog.
That's good company, though. That's good company.
Earth. A relative got so drunk for New Year's Eve, they...
So on doing the countdown, just start taking clothes off. 10, 9, 8, bra, panties, socks, everything was naked by we got by the time we got to 1. Oh, my God.
Happy New Year.
Uncle Herman.
So close.
All right, Steve, a relative got so drunk for New Year's Eve, they...
That he slapped his uncle because he never believed he was blind.
Sitting over there lying to us all this time.
Fuck!
You ain't blind.
Relative got so drunk for New Year's Eve day.
Uncle Earl bent down to tie his shoe and everybody saw he had on a thong. A thong.
Whoa. Whoa.
Uncle Relative Earl got so drunk for New Year's Eve day.
Uncle Ernestine.
A relative got so drunk for New Year's Eve, they...
We watched Uncle Larry drop his dentures in the chitlin. Wow. Old pot went to hell. I'll be there.
A relative got so drunk for New Year's Eve, they...
Number two in the living room floor. Right there. God, I couldn't hold it. I couldn't hold it.
Goodness. That is so nasty. A relative got so drunk for New Year's Eve. Close it out, Steve, please.
He told his boss he had feelings for his wife.
Oh, he was lit. He gone.
That's hey, lit. Hey, that's lit.
Let me tell you something I never have said before.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is Comedy Roulette.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Guys, you all are not going to believe this story. A 70-year-old Ugandan woman recently gave birth to a set of twins.
What?
Did you hear what I said?
Yes. 70.
She gave birth to a set of twins. Her name is Safina Namukwaya. She gave birth to a boy and a girl on November 29th. She delivered the babies by cesarean section, and she became one of the world's oldest mothers. Really? Of course.
Yes.
You think?
They didn't even have to put that in there. We know.
Right. That's a gift.
Miss Safina became pregnant through in vitro, that's IVF, in vitro fertilization, and because of her age, donor eggs and her partner's sperm were used for the procedure. Miss Safina said in an interview, quote, "Some might argue that 70 years is old, but God decided that I get to have twins at 70. There is no one that can put a limit on God's authority and power." Now,
did God say if she gonna make graduation?
You know what?
I'm just asking. Ain't nobody done this since Sarah or Carl.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody done this 90. Since Sarah.
Mm-hmm. In the box.
Sarah was 90.
Yeah. Talking about graduation, yeah. You need to start talking about first day of school. Way down in line, boys. Graduation, first day of school.
Well, if you put the Lord in there, it's not a lot you can say, right?
You're right.
Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play another round of Would You Rather right after this.
I got 70. Three kids. I could have gave her two kids.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Let's go. Would you rather not have sex for a year?
Me.
Or have it every day of your life, but no orgasm?
What? We ain't gonna reach nothing?
Yeah, no, I'm gonna go with A, because... Yeah, well,
for a whole year.
You ain't getting nothing, no, huh? What is this every day?
Working that hard for nothing. Man, no nothing payoff.
Stop.
No
payoff. Okay, that's enough. What? Yeah. But you know how crazy you're going to be looking every day? No. No, dog. Let me tell you something, dog. Dog, you're going to be looking real crazy. You're going to be looking real crazy. 30 days of that right there, you're going to. No.
That's not good. That's not good.
Dog. I'll just wait a year.
Just a whole year. Okay.
I might have to jump back on this year. That don't sound good.
He went this year. This is every day. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. I go.
You know what? Nothing.
Yeah. No payoff.
Yeah. I got it.
The fool said stop.
Yeah.
What?
He's stupid.
He's so stupid.
No.
All right.
Every day? No. No, somebody finna get knocked on. Unconscious. That's all I'm telling you.
Oh my God, Steve.
All right.
Let's stay out of it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So you're going for a year. Nothing for a year. All right. All right. Would you rather be despised by your family and friends, but greatly loved by the general public, or be loved by your family and friends and greatly despised by the general public? Which one?
Oh, yeah.
I want my family.
Family.
I better.
I've been both of them. I've been both of them.
You've been both of them.
I've been each for long stretches of time.
Hated by your family and loved by the public, and then loved by your family and hated by the public.
Hell yeah, I've been both of them for long periods of time.
Have we ever had a would you rather where he racist?
He said, man, what?
I done had both of them. Both of them hard.
Okay, all right. So you have not a choice between the two. You don't.
Which both of them hard, but man,
not right. Experience. If you had to choose.
No, I've had experience with both of them.
Tommy said he chooses family. His family.
At the end of it, I'd rather have a family. Yeah, I just stay in the house. Be loved. I've had to do that. You do know that. I've had to stay my ass in the house and just feel some love and support. It's gonna be all right, Daddy. Shut up. Y'all know if it's gonna be. It ain't happening to you.
All right.
We love you, Daddy. Right, you're the only one.
That's today's round of Would You Rather, this ignorant show. Coming up in 49 minutes after the hour, our last break of the day and some closing remarks.
Support you, but they pay me.
Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Closing remarks are back. Motivate us today. Inspire us today, Mr. Harvey.
I have something that I keep in my motivational section of my photo albums. You know how you have your photos and they're broken up into categories? Mm-hmm. Well, I created a section in my photo albums called Motivation. And the only thing in it are just motivational quotes, pictures that people have sent me over the years, analogies about success, scriptures, stuff out of Daily Word. I just have an album full of that stuff. So when I'm feeling kind of some kind of way, you know, I just go through it, man. There's always something in that collection of stuff that I keep that motivates me. And I ran across something this morning that I wanted to share with you all. And I did it at one of my Act Like a Success conventions, and it went over really well. And it's the 12 things that successful people do differently. There are 12 things that successful people do differently. Number one, they create and pursue SMART goals. They create and they pursue SMART goals. You know what that simply means? Just what it says. They eliminate as much ignorance as they can, much foolishness. They pursue SMART goals. One of your goals can't be to get back at somebody. One of your goals can't be to get revenge on this person finally. One of your goals can't be to finally make them see who you really are. It has to be SMART goals, things that move you forward. The next thing that that successful people do differently, they take decisive and immediate action. One of the worst things in trying to become successful is procrastination. Successful people take decisive and immediate action. As soon as you think of an idea, start the process of the action. You don't have to know all the way of how it should go, but at least start the process. Because you're not going to do one thing today, one thing. One thing may take weeks to accomplish. So just decisive and immediate action. Next, they focus on being productive, not being busy. That's a difference. Some people just do busy. They don't do productive. Do things that are productive in your life, not busy. Next they do, they make logical and informed decisions. When they make a decision, it's based on logic, but it's an informed decision. They sought some type of advice to start it and make a decision. You know, you can seek counseling before you make a decision. Number five, they avoid the trap of coming. They avoid the trap of trying to make things perfect. You know, some people, I'm going to do this when I get all my ducks lined up in a row. All the kids leave. So when all the kids leave, you know, as soon as I save enough money, that's a trap, man. There is no perfect time to do it. The perfect time to do it is now. Number six, they work outside of their comfort zone. Mm. If you want to be successful, you got to do some things that's uncomfortable. You know, I've said it a million times. If you keep doing what you've been doing, you'll keep getting what you've been getting. Well, here's another one. If you want something you've never had, you're going to have to do something you've never done.
Say that again, man.
If you want to have something you've never had, you're going to have to do something you've never done. And that's usually get yourself outside the comfort zone. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. Number seven, they keep things simple. Don't complicate it. Just go about your business. Number eight, they focus on making small, continuous improvements. Remember what I've always told you, inch by inch, anything's a cinch. Just get some small accomplishments and keep moving. Number nine, they measure and track their progress. They always watching what they're doing, where they are. They measure it and they track their progress. They don't just keep looking at the goal. They track their progress because there's joy in the journey. On your way to becoming a millionaire, you should be overjoyed at the fact that you're making $250,000. Because that's better than the $25,000 a year you used to make. Next thing. Number 10. They maintain positive outlook as they learn from mistakes. All mistakes are just valuable learned experiences. And successful people look at it that way. Stop getting buried under your mistakes. Number 11, they spend time with the right people. Association brings on participation. If you're the smartest person in your group, you need a new group. You associate, spend time with the right people. People that's of like-mindedness, going in the same direction as you. And number 12, they maintain balance in their life. There's a time, my building block for success, the balance that I had to learn to do as a man was first is God. Second is family. Third is education. And fourth is business. God first. That's the balance of life. Mm-hmm. Family second. Education. Now, when I talk about education, I'm not always talking about going to school. I'm talking about gathering the knowledge and know-how you need in whatever endeavor you're undertaking, whether it's opening a new business, whether it's going back to school, whether it's learning to drive a truck. Educate yourself to it. Google it. Look it up. Study it. That's what I mean by education. And then four, business will immediately come into order.
Talk to God. He'd love to hear from you. Y'all talk to
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.